This morning on WCHL, the Carolina Black Caucus chair will join us live to explain a statement of unity released to campus over the weekend. Two of the three suspects involved in a shooting back in September have now been arrested.
Our officers responded. As they arrived there, Hillsborough police were taking the two subjects into custody.
And after many calls to police, with one house in Carborough being the cause, town officials are contemplating whether to seize the property.
Getting rid of that problem is our number one concern.
These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports at 500, ACC play continues for the UNC men when Maryland comes to the Dean Dome for the last time and is an ACC member. And the women have slipped in the national polls after two consecutive losses. And
wasn't Super Bowl 48 amazing in so many ways?
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL. It is relatively cool this morning, but not unbearably so. It is 39 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, and we expect a cloudy day, rain likely, mainly in the afternoon. Much cooler, high today only in the low 40s, and the chance of rain is 70% today. The misdemeanor drug case against former North Carolina basketball player Will Graves has been delayed until July. Graves was scheduled to be in court yesterday, but Orange County Assistant District Attorney Jeff Neiman said the case was continued until July 1st because Graves is playing professional basketball in Argentina. Police in Chapel Hill cited Graves with simple marijuana possession and drug paraphernalia on December 6th while he stayed at a residence owned by Tar Heel coach Roy Williams. A team spokesman said at the time that Graves was paying rent to stay there while working toward his degree and as a part-time video coordinator for the team during the fall semester. Graves, who was not arrested, issued a statement apologizing to Williams, the school, family, and friends. Two suspects, one in connection with a shooting on Pope Road in Chapel Hill, that sent one man to the hospital, were arrested on Saturday in Hillsborough after a more than four-month search. Police said a third suspect remains on the loose. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The shooting happened around 5:30 a.m. on Tuesday, September 24th of last year at a residence off Pope Road. Kenneth Harden, 45 years of age, suffered gunshot wounds to his hand and his abdomen. He was transported to UNC hospitals where he was treated and released. The police investigation revealed that the shooting was not a random act. Sergeant Brian Walker of the Chapel Hill Police Department said that brothers Ramil Ingram and Jameel Ingram were arrested Saturday by Hillsborough Police at the Gateway Apartments in Hillsborough.
Before 10 p.m., Hillsborough Police Department notified us that they believed they had two of the subjects in an apartment in Hillsborough. Our officers responded. As they arrived there, Hillsborough Police were taking the two subjects into custody without incident.
Ramil Ingram is facing charges of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury, first-degree burglary, second-degree kidnapping, discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling, and two counts of assault by pointing a gun. Jameel Ingram is facing charges of assault with first-degree burglary, second-degree kidnapping, as well as other related conspiracy charges. Both are being held in the Orange County Jail.
I really can't give any more detail about how they were located, not because I wouldn't, but because I really don't know what information led Hillsborough to that apartment. Whatever lead they got paid off.
In October of last year, police added Jaheim Watson as a third suspect in the shooting. Watson is wanted for first-degree burglary, second-degree kidnapping, as well as other related conspiracy charges.
Jaheim Rashard Watson is still wanted. Again, he, like the Ingrams, are considered armed and dangerous, and if anybody knows of his whereabouts or sees him, they shouldn't approach him. They should call 911.
If you have any information on the whereabouts of Watson, call 911 or the Chapel Hill Police Department at 919-968-2760 or Crime Stoppers at 919-942-7515. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news coming up in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. We started in 1993 here in Chapel Hill. We have 11 locations throughout the Triangle and Triad. In 2000, I bought a very large independent agency, and instead of naming it the Mark Vitale Agency, believe it or not, my 8-year-old son came up with this idea, Dad, why don't you just call it All About Insurance? All About Insurance just sounded exactly who we are. We're all about insurance. We know all about insurance, all lines. We are the leaders in auto, home, financial services. We have a health insurance company. We try to do everything well, and we try to teach our people continuously of the new things that are happening. They're always learning what's next and what's going to come in the future. I believe that it's a profession. It's not a job. And when my people come to work, that they need to believe that they are doing something that is honorable. We talk to you and see what you need for insurance. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been the professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights.
Spring rains and tree blossoms are coming. Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle of locally owned Gutter Solutions, urging you to invest in the long-term value of your home with gutters that work. That's right. Keep the water moving away from your foundation, doors, and windows with the help of our exclusive Gorilla Guard gutter covers that keep your gutters working guaranteed. Find Gutter Solutions and Gorilla Guard gutter covers on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. The Carolina Black Caucus released a statement of unity for the start of Black History Month, and today a member of the caucus will speak out about that statement. The release states that the continued focus on the African, African American, and Diaspora Studies Department is unfair, and the department has been over investigated. The statement also shares support of Black students, athletes, and potential Tar Heels who are contemplating joining UNC. It stands behind Black faculty and staff members in their daily efforts to prepare students for their lives ahead of them. CBC member, part-time lecturer in the Department of Exercise and Sports Science, and analyst for Carolina Women's Basketball, Dr. Deborah Strowman, will be live in the WCHL studios this morning at 7 o'clock to talk about that statement. Carrboro police are considering the drastic option of going to court to seize property on Wesley Street in an effort to remove what they call a dangerous public nuisance. WCHL's Danny Hooley has details.
Getting rid of that problem is our number one concern because there is a clear threat to public safety.
That's Captain Chris Atack of the Carrboro Police Department talking about the house owned by brothers Roy, James, and Eddie Atwater, located at 105 Wesley Street in Carrboro. Recently, there's been talk of authorities invoking the state's nuisance abatement statute against the Atwaters. The statute allows a local government to seize a property deemed a public nuisance if a judge rules in the government's favor. Since 2007, Carrboro police have been called out to 105 Wesley Street more than 50 times. Nearly half the calls occurred just last year.
We've had fights. We've had displays of firearms, pointing of firearms. We've had multiple charges on occupants of the residence for delivery of narcotics.
To make matters worse, the home is across the street from a daycare center, the community school for people under six, and it's less than a mile away from Carrboro Elementary School.
There's a specific charge for selling within 1,000 feet of a school.
The troubling alleged activities of the house peaked but did not stop with the shooting death of 27-year-old David Lee Goodman of Durham in the early hours of December 20th, 2013. Goodman allegedly broke into the home, resulting in his death and the wounding of another person on the scene.
We have not identified the other person who was shot.
ATAC says the unidentified victim suffered a non-life-threatening wound, and no charges have been filed in that incident so far. There have been even more calls and arrests on unrelated charges since then, according to ATAC.
There are pending charges against two of the residents there, Mr. Roy Atwater and his brother James Atwater.
Captain ATAC is careful to clarify that there are no definite plans to seize the home at 105 Wesley Street, is just one option being discussed after it's become apparent that multiple arrests and charges aren't fixing the problem. To even mention the possibility of invoking the rarely used statute, he says, should give citizens some idea how serious this problem is.
I've been here 15 years. I'm not aware that we have ever even begun a conversation about this.
Chapel Hill News reported that on February 10th, 63-year-old James Henry Atwater is scheduled for a court hearing on multiple assault and drug-related charges. 4 days later, he'll be back for a hearing on weapons charges. He's being held at Orange County Jail in lieu of $600,000 bail. His 60-year-old brother, Eddie Green Atwater, is due in court March 4th on weapon and assault charges. For more on this story, you can read about it on chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And county commissioners will hear an update on the Orange County bus and rail plan when the board meets tonight. The update had been scheduled for last week's meeting, which was canceled due to the snow. WCHL's Aaron Keck has more.
Officials from Triangle Transit will discuss a 5-year plan to expand bus service throughout the county, as well as long-term plans to build a light rail line linking Duke and UNC. Once the bus expansion is approved, Triangle Transit staffers say new services will be implemented this fall. County commissioners will also set the date for public hearings on a plan to create a recycling service district in the unincorporated areas of the county. That board meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock in the Department of Social Services in Hillsboro. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
After 2 weeks of weather delays, the Carrboro Board of Aldermen will review the town's 5-year spending plan when the board meets tonight. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on that story.
Between now and 2020, town leaders plan to spend nearly $46 million on capital investment projects. That includes a new $11 million public works facility that would be the most expensive project ever undertaken by the town. The plan also includes funding for the expansion of the Morgan Creek and Bolin Creek greenways, new sidewalks, park maintenance, stormwater infrastructure, and the town's portion of the Rogers Road remediation plan. The board meets tonight at 7:30 in Carrboro Town Hall. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant in downtown Carrboro. And it's a lot more than just a restaurant. It's also a wine bar and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Virtually no problems out there with traffic this morning. Everything moving along very smoothly. That's because there's not a lot of traffic right now, but that situation will certainly change a little bit later on. When it does, Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. Just be careful out there, and if you spot anything out of the ordinary when it's safe for you to communicate with us, please call us at 919-967-8363. That's the WCHL newsroom, or you can tweet us at WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. 39 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's going to be cloudy today, rain likely, 70% chance of it, mainly in the afternoon. Much cooler temperatures, highs today only in the low 40s. At least that's a little warmer than what our forecast was telling us yesterday. So again, high today in the low 40s, big chance of rain. Tonight, rain continuing, 80% chance of it. Maybe just drizzle. Areas of fog tonight as well. Temperatures will hold steady in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies. A little bit of fog to deal with in the morning. Shower is likely tomorrow, again, early in the day. Not as cool. High tomorrow in the upper 50s. Chance of rain is 70%. It is 6:20 at WCHL. And let's get started with WCHL's championship sports. We'll start with men's basketball. North Carolina men's basketball team, 14-7 overall, and now 4-4 in ACC play, will try and win its fourth straight game tonight at 8 o'clock in the Dean Smith Center. The Tar Heels take on visiting Maryland, 13-9 overall and 5-2 in conference action. WCHL's Matt Oakes has a preview.
For the final time as a member of the ACC, the Maryland Terrapins are coming to town to face the Tar Heels. Next season, the Terps will be off to the Big Ten Conference, but head coach Roy Williams says he will always consider Maryland an ACC school. He also says there is no rest for the weary in conference play as the Tar Heels hit the hardwood for the fourth time in the last 9 days.
This is a pretty tough league, and playing three games in a week is not conducive to being fresh, I guess.
UNC's Bryce Johnson says the Tar Heels never gave up on the season despite the less-than-desirable 0-3 start in conference. Johnson says his teammates doubled their efforts to rally back to respectability.
Just stick together. I mean, it's all about everybody in that locker room. We're the ones out there sweating and going to practice every day, going to weights every other day, and battling with each other every day just to come out there on the court and be able to produce. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about us.
Carolina came out with an aggressive mindset against the Wolfpack on Saturday, and Johnson says that's the brand of basketball we can expect to see more of from the Tar Heels.
That's the way we need to play all the time. I mean, that's the plan every day. Coach always tells us we need to get the other teams, big men in foul trouble, or just get anybody in foul trouble. So at the end of the game, when they need those people, they won't be in there. I mean, that's just the way we need to play. We need to attack at all times.
Junior forward James Michael McAdoo identifies two keys to Carolina's success: playing with a sense of urgency and avoiding any lapses in concentration.
Really emphasizing lately, just playing with a sense of urgency, for 40 minutes, not having, long letdowns when other teams make their runs, just staying together out there on the court and really just trying to rely on each other.
UNC leads the all-time series against Maryland 121-57 and downed the Terps 79-76 in the last meeting a year ago in the ACC tournament semifinals in Greensboro. In fact, the Tar Heels have won 7 in a row in the series, last dropping a contest to Maryland way back in 2010 after a massive snowstorm in College Park. The Tar Heels could certainly use a win on Tuesday. UNC will play 4 of its last 6 regular season games on the road. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Again, of course, we'll have the game for you right here on WCHL. We're beginning with countdown to tip-off with Aaron Keck on WCHL. Now, the North Carolina women have fallen to number 13 in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll released yesterday. Tar Heels are now 17-5. They dropped 7 places after a very rough week containing a pair of home losses to Syracuse and then Miami. Other ranked ACC teams include number 2 Notre Dame, number 5 Duke, number 10 Maryland. North Carolina State checks in one place below Carolina at number 14 with a 19-3 overall record. Interesting that Notre Dame, ranked number 2 in the country, and Duke, ranked number 3 in the country at the time, played in Durham on Duke's home court. This past weekend, Notre Dame blew out the Blue Devils, but Blue Devils only dropped a couple of spots in the polls, and Notre Dame stayed right where it was. As for the men, despite a successful week that included a win at Georgia Tech and a home win over rival NC State, the Tar Heels remain unranked at 14-7. Undefeated ACC newcomer Syracuse has finally taken the top spot in the polls following an Arizona upset and an impressive overtime win against Duke in front of a record number in attendance at the Carrier Dome this past Saturday night. The Orange were unanimously selected as the best team in the country. Other teams of note include number 11 Duke. Blue Devils actually moved up 6 places despite losing at Syracuse. Conference member Virginia is getting noticed. Cavaliers check in at number 20 in the poll this week, while the Panthers of Pittsburgh hold on to a number 25 ranking. You can read the story and view the complete men's and women's rankings on our website at chapelboro.com. 6:24 at WCHL, and Charles Osgood is on the way next.
Enjoy culinary delights at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of the only Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. It's all created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team and will be a meal you won't soon forget. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant at the Carolina Inn, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. Right now, the government's safety requirements for automobile makers have to do with the ability of the car to protect the driver and passengers in the unfortunate event of an accident. But we're entering a new era, folks.
We have the ability through technology now to develop a regime in which the safety advances actually kick in before an accident occurs, and we actually avoid the unfortunate event itself.
And that's the government talking. Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox.
That is a huge advance in safety, and frankly, it's it's one that I don't think can be overstated.
The story after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice.
Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
What if every car on the road sent out a signal to all the other cars on that or nearby roads as to its position, speed, direction, to alert drivers to impending danger?
It could be a forward collision. It could be that somebody is turning into the street that you can't see. It could be that traffic has stopped four or five cars up ahead that you wouldn't be able to see.
That's Scott Belcher, the president of the Intelligent Transportation Society of America.
Some automobile manufacturers will, in fact, deploy active braking and active steering.
Don't hold your breath, though, says Keith Crane, the editor-in-chief of Automotive News magazine.
It would probably take 25 or 30 years, and I don't know how many millions or billions of dollars it would cost so that you could get every vehicle, trucks included, in the system to make it really beneficial.
And remember, motorists are voters, too. There's a political price to consider.
If all of a sudden the federal government said we are adding $1,000 to the cost of the car and it's not going to be usable for 20 years, I don't think anybody would go along with it.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
How would you like to drive a brand new Subaru for $179 per month? That's a brand new 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i premium for $179 per month. Wow! I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill, and I'm going to spend this first month in the new year redefining what makes us better than our competition, the performance promise, which is value, service, and people. Let's start with value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Lease a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i premium for $179 per month. We also have rates as low as 0% for up to 36 months or as low as 0.9% for up to 63 months. Service. I'm just not talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about the wow. People. They're the foundation of who we are. Visit our virtual showroom at performanceacura@chapelhill.com.
Stock number D36-23, DJD01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3,000 total due at signing, includes 1,300 Subaru lease cash and excludes 549 admin fee, taxes, and tag fee. Based on MSRP, 21,585 and selling price of 20,105. Zero security deposit. Financing with approved credit on select models. Take delivery before January 31st, 2014.
PerformanceSubaru.com.
When you're in charge of an office, to make it run the way you want, you have to know how people think, how they react, and how to organize accordingly. And it also helps to know how machines think, because you know they've got minds of their own too. Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs. I've been in the business for 10 years, and I have a bachelor's in psychology. I'm just saying. So if you want an office that knows how people think, visit me online at copycei.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo, and style for only $25. Or a shampoo, cut, and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut, and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it's brought to you by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the very best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. It is 39 degrees in Chapel Hill. Very cloudy day today. Rain likely, mainly in the afternoon. Much cooler temperature. temperatures today. Our highs today climbing into the low 40s, and that's about it. Chance of rain is 70%. Tonight, we're looking at rain, maybe just drizzle, a little bit foggy as well. Near steady temperatures in the upper 30s. Chance of rain is 80% tonight and overnight. And then tomorrow, we're looking at another cloudy day with some fog first thing in the morning. Showers likely, probably early in the day, and not quite as cool. High tomorrow in the upper 50s. Chance of rain all day tomorrow is about 70%. So today, actually, rain is on the way.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FWCHL on chapelboro.com.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. It's a record for prison exonerations. That's the word from a new report. Details from correspondent Barry Bagnato.
2013 was a record year for clearing wrongly convicted prisoners, says University of Michigan law professor Samuel Gross. He runs the National Registry of Exonerations. In more than a quarter of the cases, no crime had in fact occurred.
17% were in cases in which the defendants pled guilty rather than going to trial.
To get reduced sentences.
87 times last year, prisoners were exonerated, and that is just part of a larger statistical pie.
Gross says over the past 25 years, more than 1,300 exonerations have been logged, the tip of the iceberg, he thinks.
We do convict innocent people of severe, extreme, violent crimes they didn't commit.
Experts say DNA had played a role in a number of exonerations, but that's been declining gradually since 2005. Now only about one-fifth of the exonerations are cases involving DNA. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. The Carolina Black Caucus released a statement of unity for the start of Black History Month, and today a member of that caucus will speak out about the statement. The release states that the continued focus on the African, African-American, and Diaspora Studies Department is unfair, and that the department has been over-investigated. The statement also shares support of Black students, athletes, and potential Tar Heels who are contemplating joining the university. It stands behind Black faculty and staff members in their daily efforts to prepare students for their lives ahead of them. CBC member, lecturer in the Department of Exercise and Sports Science, and analyst for Carolina Women's Basketball, Dr. Deborah Stroman, will be live in the WCHL studio this morning, about a half an hour from now, to talk about the statement. Two suspects wanted in connection with a shooting on Pope Road in Chapel Hill and sent one man to the hospital were arrested on Saturday in Hillsboro after a more than four-month-long search. Police said a third suspect remains on the loose. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The shooting happened around 5:30 a.m. on Tuesday, September 24th of last year at a residence off Pope Road. Kenneth Harden, 45 years of age, suffered gunshot wounds to his hand and his abdomen. He was transported to UNC hospitals where he was treated and released. The police investigation revealed that the shooting was not a random act. Sergeant Brian Walker of the Chapel Hill Police Department said that brothers Ramil Ingram and Jameel Ingram were arrested Saturday by Hillsboro Police at the Gateway Apartments in Hillsboro.
Before 10 p.m., Hillsboro Police Department notified us that they believed they had two of the subjects in an apartment in Hillsboro. Our officers responded. As they arrived there, Hillsboro Police were taking the two subjects into custody without incident.
Ramil Ingram is facing charges of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury, first-degree burglary, second-degree kidnapping, discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling, and two counts of assault by pointing a gun. Jameel Ingram is facing charges of assault with first-degree burglary, second-degree kidnapping, as well as other related conspiracy charges. Both are being held in the Orange County Jail.
I really can't give any more detail about how they were located, not because I wouldn't, but because I really don't know what information led Hillsboro to that apartment. Whatever lead they got paid off.
In October of last year, police added Jaheim Watson as a third suspect in the shooting. Watson is wanted for first-degree burglary, second-degree kidnapping, as well as other related conspiracy charges.
Jaheim Rashard Watson is still wanted. Again, he, like the Ingrams, are considered armed and dangerous. And if anybody knows of his whereabouts or sees him, they shouldn't approach him. They should call 911.
If you have any information on the whereabouts of Watson, call 911 or the Chapel Hill Police Department at 919-968-2760 or Crime Stoppers at 919-942-7515. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County Commissioners will hear an update on the Orange County bus and rail plan when the board meets tonight. The update had been scheduled for last week's meeting, but that meeting was canceled because of the snow. WCHL's Aaron Keck has more.
Officials from Triangle Transit will discuss a five-year plan to expand bus service throughout the county, as well as long-term plans to build a light rail line linking Duke and UNC. Once the bus expansion is approved, Triangle Transit staffers say new services will be implemented this fall. County commissioners will also set the date for public hearings on a plan to create a recycling service district in the unincorporated areas of the county. That board meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock in the Department of Social Services in Hillsborough. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
After a couple of weeks of weather delays, the Carrboro Board of Aldermen will review the town's five-year spending plan when the board meets tonight. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
Between now and 2020, town leaders plan to spend nearly $46 million on capital investment projects. That includes a new $11 million public works facility that would be the most expensive project ever undertaken by the town. The plan also includes funding for the expansion of the Morgan Creek and Boland Creek greenways, new sidewalks, park maintenance, stormwater infrastructure, and the town's portion of the Rogers Road remediation plan. The board meets tonight at 7:30 in Carrboro Town Hall. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This week marks the beginning of Black History Month. At UNC, the Stone Center is taking the opportunity to honor civil rights activists whose courage and strength have long gone unrecognized. Reese Adamola reports for Carolina Connection.
We often recognize civil rights leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, or Rosa Parks. But what about social activists who go unrecognized in our history books?
Activists like Franklin McCain, who was one of the Greensboro Four, his photograph, and many more hang on the walls of this gallery. The director of the Stone Center, Joseph Jordan, wants to use the exhibit to recognize courageous students of the civil rights movement.
What we wanted to focus on, in this case, were young people, youth, because oftentimes youth have not been identified as some of the, what I would say, some of the seminal heroes in the fight for social justice.
Many people learned that Rosa Parks was the first African-American who refused to give up her seat on an Alabama bus. However, it was Claudette Colvin, who was 16 when she was arrested for refusing to give up her seat to a white man in Montgomery.
So you see now, in 1998, the New York Times, PBS, and everybody rediscovered this young girl, who's now, of course, in her 70s, and all of a sudden, everybody now knows her name. So she goes all of these years living in New York City. People walk by her every day, and she never felt I needed to tell my story to everyone who walked by, so nobody knew.
Jordan says there are still many unrecognized social activists.
When we say that the focus is on youth and unsung heroes, that's what it is. It's not difficult to find them. What's difficult is to make the choice between the ones that you wanted to show. And what we're trying to do is to tell a story.
The president of the UNC chapter of the NAACP, Janelle McIntosh, says that identifying young social activists is not as easy as it was before.
40 years ago, social activism was more active, for lack of a better word. People were ready to go out and march and really make a change, and people are kind of complacent nowadays. So I feel like what I'm trying to do is get people to realize that it's easier for us to make a change, so we should be out there making more changes.
To motivate students, McIntosh focuses her efforts on informing her peers about social movements.
I feel like the issue is people knowing these issues are here and not wanting to do anything about it because it's not affecting us. We don't even think about it. But now the HKMJ and the Moral March on Raleigh and these Moral Mondays are really letting people know that we can make a difference.
Other than being socially involved, McIntosh says it's important for students to be aware of historical campus activists.
People like Sonya Haynes Stone, even though she's passed away, people don't know what she did for this campus. They just know we have the Stone Center.
Sonya Haynes Stone was an African-American professor who promoted and expanded the African-American curriculum at UNC. Now in the center that bears her name, visitors can learn about other unsung heroes in the exhibit. It's open to the public and will run through April 25th. In Chapel Hill, this is Reese Adamola.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. You can hear it on Saturday mornings at 8:30 throughout the school year right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. It's 8:40 and Wes Hare talks about the next Moral Monday event coming up soon. And that is next on today's commentary. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at February as the off-season for real estate, as a time when nothing is really going on.
As in sports, it's what you do in the off-season that can make or break you. At Franklin Street, we're already helping our clients get ready.
And as any of our agents will tell you, that season starts in the winter, not in March.
No kidding. If you're going to sell your house this spring, you don't want to wait till spring to do all the things that might need doing to get the best price for your home.
At Franklin Street, while not certified feng shui specialists, we do know how to make your home look its best.
We'll get whatever you need, painters, carpenters, landscapers, or just strong backs, and storage units to hide that 30-year-old recliner that no one really needs to see.
You're talking about a chair, right?
Yeah, Sammy. Look, we could go on and on about what our agents do best. Why not go to our website at franklinstreetrealty.com and see what and who we have to offer.
Or call Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174.
Why would you call anyone else?
Tar Heels, do you know where you want to live next year? If not, come to the Daily Tar Heels Housing Fair on February 5th from 10 to 1:30 in the Great Hall of the Union and decide. Enjoy free food and prizes and find your new home with friendly help from more than 40 housing vendors. Ramsey's draws the lucky winner of the first campus lottery pick at 11:55. So come on out to the DTH Housing Fair February 5th from 10 to 1:30. Find your place and live the blue life.
Do you bibimbap? Let Jimmy Kim of Mix Korean Bistro show you how. Mix is your locally owned, fast casual restaurant serving Korean food with fresh ingredients and bold flavors.
Our famous bibimbap is a rice-based dish with your choice of vegetables, meats, and sauces. Mix it all together and enjoy. Mix is kid-friendly and perfect for groups. We have a nice selection of beer on tap and wines by the glass.
Mix is located at the corner of Franklin Street and Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. Stop in today. It's a good mix. Learn more at mixkoreanbistro.com.
WCHL News Time is 6:42.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Howdy, y'all. I hope to see you at Shaw University, 9:30 a.m. this Saturday, February 8th, for the March to Jones Street, the front of the Legislative Building, 10:30 a.m. Those gathered will march through Raleigh, and the People's Assembly will stop directly in front of the Legislative Building, now reaffirmed as the People's House. This really moral march will be the historic thousands on Jones Street, and this year truly historic, an estimated 30,000 people. Started in 2006, this 2014 moral march, a fusion of over 150 coalition partners, is setting a broad groundswell and foundation for renewed and aggressive nonviolent actions, rallies, and challenges to address these repressive actions by the legislature in 2013. The Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP is organizing buses that will leave from the United Church at 8:30 a.m. Cost is $15. We will say to Governor McCrory, Speaker Tillis, Senate Leader Berger, and Budget Director Art Pope that we will not tolerate a government that protects the privileges of a wealthy few, a government that kicks people when they are down, restricting and minimizing health care, unemployment cuts, voting rights, and restriction, confusion, delays on food stamps, etc., etc., etc. Most of us 900-plus miscreants await our third trial. Mine is due for April Fool's Day. Need I say more? Just a little bit more. A small number already have been convicted for our conviction, quoting the Reverend Dr. Barber, and an equal number found not guilty. Wow, 2014 will be something. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
39 degrees, 644 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina hosts Maryland tonight in the Smith Center at 8 o'clock for what will be the final regular season meeting between the two as ACC foes. Even with the Terrapins on the way to the Big Ten after this season, Roy Williams will always consider the Terps league members.
I still think of Maryland as an ACC school, and I'll always think that way. I'm old-fashioned, old school, and we've had some great, great games with them. I was here as an assistant for 10 years when Coach Smith was head coach and Lefty was the coach up there. We had a great rivalry, and I hate to see them leaving, but their administration made a decision that they think is best for their school, and so we've got to focus on playing.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Former Williams assistant Mark Turgeon is on the Maryland bench, marking the fourth former player or assistant Williams has faced this year. Never an easy task.
It is difficult. As soon as the game's over, if you win, you feel that elation, and all of a sudden you realize who's on the other bench. And if you lose, you know, like we did against UAB, you feel bad because you've got some guys on your bench that you care a great deal about. They're great people, and I feel very fortunate I've had them in my life and in my career.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
At Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, we care about you.
Hi, this is Lida Coleman.
This is David Huntoon.
And this is Mark Brown.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown has been right here in Chapel Hill since 1975.
Our CPAs and advisors are ready to help you answer all of life's financial questions.
From tax planning to estate planning.
From starting a business to selling a business.
From saving for college to saving for retirement.
The world is changing. Let us help you find your way.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
Tar Heels. Do you know where you want to live next year? If not, come to the Daily Tar Heels Housing Fair on February 5th from 10 to 1:30 in the Great Hall of the Union and decide. Enjoy free food and prizes and find your new home with friendly help from more than 40 housing vendors. Ramsey's draws the lucky winner of the first campus lottery pick at 11:55. So come on out to the DTH Housing Fair February 5th from 10 to 1:30. Find your place and live the blue life.
All right, it is 6:48 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your traffic this morning. It's brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is the incredibly well-dressed and very serious this morning, Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron.
How are you?
I suited up just for you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I really do. You know how much it means to me.
Of course.
Well, all right, what's happening on the roads?
Just taking a look at the roadways right now, 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive. Just seeing a minor delay right now, nothing major out there. Throughout the listening area, I-40, the Durham Freeway, NC 54, 15501 elsewhere. Let's see, if MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street also not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thanks so much. Special guest coming up just a few minutes in our studios. So tell everybody what that's all about.
That's right. That is Deborah Stroman. She is joining us. She is the chair of the Carolina Black Caucus, and we'll be speaking about the statement that was released this weekend talking about unity on Carolina's campus. So We look forward to talking to Debbie Stroman here very soon.
That'll be right at the top of our next newscast on WCHL. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a few. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by executive chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 39 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy this morning. Rain likely to the tune of about 70% today, probably in the afternoon. Much cooler temperatures. Highs are going to stay right there in the low 40s. A little bit warmer than we are right now, but not much. Tonight, rain, probably drizzle. Areas of fog as well. Temperatures will hold steady in the upper 30s tonight, and we'll have an 80% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day, areas of fog in the morning. Showers likely mainly in the morning tomorrow. Not as cool. Highs tomorrow in the upper 50s, and the chance of rain 70%. Then tomorrow night, partly cloudy and cold with a low down in the low 30s. So the weather, if you don't like it right now, just stick around and it'll change in just a few minutes. You know, it's always predictably unpredictable. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of them this morning. We'll start with former Argentinian President Isabel Perón, 83 years old today. Comedian David Brenner, 78. Actor Gary Conway, 78. Movie director George Romero is 74 years old today. John Steele was a member of the Animals, part of the British Invasion, 73 years old today. Florence LaRue of the Fifth Dimension, 70 years old today. Former Vice President Dan Quayle is 67. Alice Cooper is 66 years old today. Actor Michael Beck is 65. Actress Lisa Eichhorn, 62. Football Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor, former New York Giant, and of course, former Tar Heel, 55 years old today. Country singer Clint Black turns 52. Actress Gabrielle Anwar, 44 years old today. Olympic gold medal boxer Oscar De La Hoya is 41. Singer Natalie Imbruglia is 39 years old today. And singer Dave Gavin McGraw, very talented guy, 37 years old today. Olympic gold medal gymnast turned singer Carly Patterson is now 26. Some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Donna Parks, Missy Grizzle, Deborah Replier, Richard Ellington has a birthday today, as does Jennifer Gibson, Donna Papania, Pasquale Rumo, and Cole and Mercy Voami. And also Bob Sparrow has a birthday today, as does Dickie Andrews. Happy birthday, Dickie. And our birthday winner of the day is Melvin Farrington. Melvin Farrington's going to get a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Thank you so much for being a part of all the excitement today. Melvin Farrington, hope it's a really big celebration for you, buddy. 6:52 at WCHL.
All right, rock and roll Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
I'm Ron Stutz. Here's Freddie Kiger.
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. And you?
I'm good.
Tell us your story.
In 25 words or less?
What brings you to town? What brings you to the radio station this morning?
I was here to fulfill my ongoing mission to educate the minds of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, Pittsboro, Bahama, Swepsonville.
That's a pretty lofty goal.
Yes.
But you somehow managed to do it.
Particularly in this very educated town.
Every weekday, he does it, folks.
Well, we do it together, Ron. It takes two to tango.
It's a team effort.
Yes, it is.
All right. You just lay a good question on me today.
Well, we're doing Rock and Roll Tuesday, so I know you're going to like that.
I'm always excited
about
that.
And, of course, we wish Roy Williams and the staff well as the Terrapins visit the Smith Center for one last time as a member of the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Let's give him a dadgum send-off, Roy. What do you say?
Maybe Lefty Drizzell can show up and help wish him farewell.
Throw a chair or something. Kick a chair.
Only Bobby Knight threw chairs.
Yeah, true. Always like Lefty, though. Seriously.
I like Lefty.
I like him a lot.
Can tell many stories.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take everyone back to the rock year 1977.
Okay.
It cracked the Billboard's top 40. Mm-hmm. Name either the tune or the group. But all I'm going to tell you is put your funky shoes on now.
Oh, no.
All right. Rod, here you go.
All right. Okay, we're all going to hear it together, so see if you can identify it, and I'll do the same. Okay, I think I know who it is. Not sure of the name of the song. I tell you what, if you can just name the group, we'll give it to you. What's the name of the song? Name of the artist. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now if you know the answer. Oh, boy. Everything I do is going to be funky from now on. I love this. Somebody said I was living in the light. Somebody told me I was living in the light. All right, the name of the song is Living in the Life, and your assignment, should you choose to accept it, would be to name the song, name the artists. Who is doing it? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
We need volunteers to help students that are in there.
Well, all right, we're going to tell you all about today's WCHL hometown hero now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Technology Without Borders was founded in the spring of 2009 as a committee of the Campus Y at the University of North Carolina. Brandon Young and Patrick Heenan were very instrumental in getting it off the ground. Here's Dr. Tim Miles to tell you about the program.
Technologies Without Borders is an organization that is geared at educating and teaching people who are computer literate about how to use the computer and make meaningful connections, I guess, electronically.
Brandon Young and Patrick Heenan have been especially important in the development of Technology Without Borders. Tell me why they're so special and why they deserve such special recognition.
I think they're extremely special because they both are graduated from UNC, and they remain in touch with us. Brandon redesigned our website to make it more accessible for different kinds of users and still helps other people individually who are disabled to be able to use their technology in their homes. And Patrick took his own time and personal resources to assist the lady that was 65 who had just lost her sight to begin learning how to type first and then learning how to use a keyboard to use a program called JAWS that talks back to the person who can't see the screen. So I think the guys coming there from Technology Without Borders, when they first got started in 2009, these were two of the key people that were there along with others, and they wanted to reach out to help people to break down the digital divide and make people be more included in their communities.
What else can you tell me about these two people, Patrick Heenan and Brandon Young? What do they do when they're not working with a special program?
Brandon was a private consultant for a company, I think in Chicago. He does their websites and other kind of technological things, and Patrick has gone on to graduate school. I think he was going to be majoring in medicine.
And both are extremely committed to the University of North Carolina and doing whatever they can do to help.
Yes, and again, the thing is, beyond graduating, is to stay connected to the community that they grew up around. I think it's very, very rich within itself.
If someone out there would like to find out more about Technology Without Borders, how do they do that?
Just go on to the website and type in that phrase and put UNC in front of it, and their website will come directly up. Or they can call us at the Disability Council at 919-245-4337. And even if they want to volunteer, because we still teach our JAWS class every year and we need volunteers to help students that are in there while they're learning.
We're glad to call attention to these two wonderful people and all the other people who work together on the program.
Thank you so much, Ron. You do a wonderful job.
Our thanks to Dr. Tim Miles of the Orange County Disability Council. And congratulations, Patrick Heenan and Brandon Young, today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, getting some phone calls this morning on this song that we play.
I'm listening to this song, and I'm thinking, it's the Isley Brothers.
Oh, yeah!
That's the easy part.
And, of course, the name of the song is Living in the Life. And, in fact, why don't we just play just a little bit more of that right now, because I'm getting in the mood here. Isley Brothers. Jay Farrington called in with the name of the song and the artists. And Jay gets a swap trivia prize. He gets a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo, and style for only $25. Or a shampoo, cut, and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut, and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina basketball.
Alley-oop to McAdoo.
on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. A Senate hearing a few hours from now will look at widespread fraud in a military recruiting program. The program offered service personnel cash for helping to sign new National Guard recruits. But hearing Chair Claire McCaskill says a lot of money found its way to recruiters who weren't eligible to receive payments.
We're talking about tens of millions of dollars. In fact, there's an estimate that the fraud might be as high as $30 million.
One person pocketed $275,000. Four others got more than $100,000 apiece. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons tells us McCaskill's subcommittee will have a lot of questions for Pentagon officials.
Who was responsible for the program? How did it go on so long? And why was there no oversight?
Off the North Carolina coast, a four-year-old boy died after being pulled unconscious from a swimming pool on a Norwegian cruise ship. The crew was able to revive a second youngster. Witnesses heard screams as the boys were pulled out of the water.
They were drowning, and there was water in their